Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. So today I have my old young friend. I mean, we've just been friends for a long, long time. And you are a really good friend, a very supportive friend, and always watching out for me, for others who you care about in this field, and I'm sure outside of this field too. And it's been great to know you as someone who knows so much about this field and also has his own history. And also when we get to do exit counseling, some interventions together, it's really, really exciting. I love working with you. And you've also been a guest on the show in previous times. So welcome back to the podcast episode as a bonus episode, my friend.
I remember the first time I met you, we were actually working at the Jewish Federation in New York. And you asked me to come up and give a talk. And I was like, okay, what am I going to say? That was like in the late 80s. Were you there?
That may have been the early 90s when I was living in New York. And as part of my job at the cult hotline and clinic there, I was the clinician and also ran support groups. But they asked me to put together a speakers bureau of people who were former members, people who were specialists, people who they themselves wanted as part of their healing to talk about their experience. Yeah. So I was asking you as one of the experts to come and share what you knew.
Yeah. And so in preparation for that, I wrote this handout and it was things that you should ask yourself. And we were still using this same piece of paper, this outline for families. And they are like, is what evidence you have that they're in a group? What evidence do you have that this group is harmful? Things along those lines. Why do you think it's harmful? Why do you think it goes against your culture? And it's just to explore within yourself, for the families to explore within herself, rather than just sort of buying the product that media is promoting, or a book, or a foreign member's life story. It's my life story in my group is different than someone else's life story. And I think that in some ways, putting that together so many years ago at your request of coming up and speaking set a framework for how we work.
Oh, wow. Incredible. Yeah. I mean, I actually came across one of the handouts we gave out years ago when we were speaking together at a conference, and it was sort of how you can tell that you're involved in a group that you should be questioning, you know, what are the signs to watch out for? And I remember in 2014, I gave a talk at a church that was imploding not far from me in LA. Because the leader was brought up in a lot of charges. And this had been the family's whole lives that not only were they in the church, but they had all worked for the church and they were all doing free labor for the church and being used and then spending the summers at the summer camp. And then it was falling apart. They were unanchored and it was really very difficult. And I remember passing out this handout for a discussion group, for a support group. You know, these are the things to watch out for. Someone came up to me afterwards and said, you know, I was a little disappointed. And I said, why? And he said, because I thought we were going to be learning about cults in general, but clearly you wrote this sheet about our group. And I said, actually, notice the date on this. And it was like from the 1990s that we had put something together when we were speaking. And I said, no, this is about, I think, almost every group. You happen to see your group in it. And he was just blown away that there is a template to a great degree that repeats itself. And of course, we're open to things being changed and tweaked in certain groups. But by and large, there are the things to watch out for that repeat themselves.
Spot on. I know that in the early years when I started doing interventions in the 80s, there were rehab centers. I never liked that word rehab, but they were a place where people could go and feel comfortable. And at that time, it was a place called Unbound, which was in Iowa City. When Maharishi International University, the group I was involved in, it was 60 miles away. So Iowa City was the place I would go if we wanted to go out from the group. We would go to Iowa City. So that 60-mile ride was something I was familiar with. It was really it felt like a college fraternity flophouse in many ways. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't clinical. The environment was just very casual. One of the exercises they had people do is to read Lifton's ideas of his 8 themes and read what other people looked at Lifton, how they saw Lifton and how it may apply to their group experience and may not. And for many people, that was really helpful because it was a way, a lens, a handle of explaining to themselves what happened to them. And it impressed me to have somebody, not in any real formal sense, like we're having a class, but here's a book, here's what's, upstairs, there's a bunch of papers that people wrote when they were here over the last 5-6 years, look through something. And you can see people resonating with some of those. Not everybody, but enough that it made a difference. In our field, that's what we provide, our templates, or as I often call us, scaffolding, like an architectural scaffold to hang your experiences on, or to make sense of them. And so there's, I think, in me, a tension between saying, like, for example, Lifton is applies, and then maybe it doesn't apply. And there's always a tension. There's a wanting often on the part of a family or a former member to say, this is what happened. And that may be a snapshot of it in time, but maybe not at another time. There's another way, maybe a more, just a different perspective that one gets as they evolve and change. And I think that that's what you provide, help people with therapy, which is so important because you get to have your own view of what your experience was. And I think that you help foster that in former members, especially. Because it's just not just that template. It is there, but it's also more.